Here at the Ranger Report podcast, we only represent products we believe in. As you've heard over the past year plus, we've been running our Walton's commercial. I've been using Walton's products for a long time now, and let me tell you, they're some of the best seasonings I've ever used. One of my staples to make at my house are pork chops, and their ultimate pork chop and roast rub has gotten more compliments than anything that I've ever used. For burgers, their better burger seasoning is delicious, and I only use that on my burgers. Again, tons of compliments. They have all kind of seasonings that you can imagine. They have barbecue sauce and the thick kind, not the watery kind at all. If you're into wild game, they have seasons and rubs for that as well. Don't forget their line of sausage casings and all the tools to make your own meat products, from sausage and jerky to grinders and more. Walton's really is a one-stop shop for everything but the meat. If you like tips and tricks and videos on how to do a whole lot of things when it comes to cooking, then you should go to www.meatgistics.com. Go to www.waltonsinc.com today and start shopping, and tell them the Ranger Report podcast sent you. Walton's, everything but the meat.
This is the Ranger Report podcast. News, insights, predictions, interviews, and information about the Texas Rangers, from the major leagues to the minor leagues. And now, here are your hosts, Ben Dieter and CJ Berryman.
All right, everybody, welcome to our first ever YouTube Live Ranger Report podcast. I am Ben Dieter. You can find me on Twitter at BDieter75.
I am CJ Berryman. You can find me at CJB underscore RR on Twitter.
And as we have been a lot lately, joined by Kane McCutcheon.
What's good, y'all?
Kane is also on Twitter. Where can they find you, Kane?
At Kane underscore McCutcheon 6.
All right. Fantastic. So we are here to do our first ever live Ranger Report podcast on this Monday night on YouTube. Hopefully you are enjoying this, or will enjoy it. We'll also post it as a podcast afterward. But anyway, we are happy to be here, and we thought we'd jump right in by starting with somebody pitched in a major league game over the weekend. I think his name was Jacob DeGrom, CJ.
Yeah, and he didn't do very well. That's all I got. He didn't do very well.
That's all you got? All right. That's really deep right there.
Man, what a showing. I mean.
Yeah. Three innings, two hits, four strikeouts.
Hitting it was 96 to 99 and touched 100 a few times, and
correct.
The thing is I want to see that at the end of the year, and I'm not going to be upset. Okay, here, I'll say it this way: if the Rangers have to make the playoffs first, but as long as he's ready to go, as long as he is full tilt at playoff time, and is Jacob DeGrom, if he has to, you know, if he has arm fatigue or whatever, and has to spend some time on the IL, no big deal. But
I agree.
Again, there's that caveat: we got to make the playoffs first.
Correct.
He's going to be spearheading the rotation in that. And the rotation right now just looks pretty filthy. Dane Dunning kind of spoiled things. Actually, he started in his last start with the outstanding starting pitching by the Rangers, and you know, John Gray, and we'll be talking about Nathan Eovaldi here in a minute. And I mean, Martin Perez is in the World Baseball Classic, and he's pitched well, except for when he faced the buzzsaw that is the USA lineup. And
no kidding.
Yeah. And the pitching rotation looks really good. The infield offensively looks really good. Outfield, we're missing Leody Taveras, and I'll go ahead and say this as well. Bubba Thompson is probably going to start at center field to start the season, hit ninth where Leody was, just kind of a swap out, speed for speed. But I think he's also, even though he's going to be starting in center field, he's still vying for a roster spot while Leody Taveras is out, because when Taveras comes back in, and if Thompson is struggling really bad, what are they going to do? And you saw who played center field today, right?
Yep.
Josh Smith. So
correct.
They are not messing around with Duran and Smith. Duran came in and played short today. He's played third mostly, and he's played some left field. So there's a lot of names, and it's an exciting time as we go go forward. But back to DeGrom, man, if he, I mean, we talked about it last time, you know, how Mets fans were telling us, oh, he's already done, you know, he's and they're catching flack about it. But you know what, when he's on, and I saw Michael Tepid say this on Twitter, he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
Bar none. And
no doubt.
That's it. And that's all I can say. Just got to keep him on the mound.
Correct. Yep. All right, Kane. So I know you've been watching a lot of World Baseball Classic, but did you see Evaldi pitch the other day?
I did. He's been looking good, man. I mean, all these new starters that the Rangers have gotten, I mean, they've been looking good. And you hope, you know, spring training is spring training, but you hope that it carries over. And, you know, look, I think it will. They went out and they made the additions, and it seems to be paying off so far. But it's early, so we'll see what happens when the real deal comes around.
Yeah, Evaldi threw 3.1 innings and had 5 strikeouts, but he allowed 4 hits, which really is no big deal. He didn't allow any runs. But, I mean, spring training, like you guys just said, is spring training, right? You can't take too much from the highs. You can't take too much from the lows. A lot of times they'll go out there and work on stuff. You guys remember, and CJ's brought this up several times, Nathaniel Lowe wouldn't even swing last year during spring training. He was just watching pitches. So guys do weird things during spring training, and fans want to react to all of it like it's the regular season, but that's not how it works. So DeGrom had a great outing, doesn't really mean anything. The thing that I like is he went 3 innings and felt fine afterward and had 4 strikeouts. Same thing where Evaldi had 5 strikeouts. So another guy I want to talk about, with Jake Odorizzi going on the IL to start the season, and have you been reading Jeff Wilson or Evan Grant or any of the writers that cover the team, or Kane or any of the writers that cover the team? They've talked mostly about Cole Reagans and what a spring he's had. And with Odorizzi being out, guys, I think Reagans has probably made this team as that swingman, long reliever. The only thing is he's left-handed and they have a lot of left-handers. So kind of give me your thoughts, guys, on what you think how Cole Reagans is doing this spring.
You hit the nail on the head. I just think it's a crunch, and it's a good problem to have. I mean, there's a lot of teams out there that would kill to have two of our left-handed guys out of the bullpen. You know, they'd love to have a Cole Reagans, and the Rangers are trying to find a way to crunch him in, not just him, but Dane Dunning. He's not a lefty, but he's
Glenn Otto as well.
Glenn Otto, Dane Dunning's been in your starting rotation all year long for the past 2 years as a young pitcher, and he's now seasoned. So now you bring in a bunch of big guns, big arms, and it's a numbers crunch. And it to me, I think Dunning is going to be in AAA. He's going to be in Round Rock to start the season. Obviously, baseball's baseball. It's 162 games. I talked about DeGrom and arm fatigue and Evaldi as well. Stuff like that's going to pop up. He's going to get plenty of opportunity. He looks a little different this year. He just looks way. He didn't look like he wasn't in command last year, but he looks like he gets it, you know. But going back to Cole Reagans, and I mean, what a guy! I mean, we've had him on the podcast, and very impressive guy. In fact, he got called up the week after we had him on, I believe.
Yeah,
and made his first start, and he's throwing harder. He got that 1 year coming off the TJ under his belt, stayed healthy, and had a full off season to really work on his stuff. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it play out.
Yeah, but you are completely.
It's just so hard. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if there isn't a deal before, you know, when cut down day comes, that a lefty's moved out of the bullpen of our bullpen to make room for you know, some of these guys, but and that could be a plus a win-win situation for us there. So it's just real exciting right now, I think, to be a Rangers fan or cover the team, or you know, however you link yourself to the Texas Rangers right now, is an exciting time.
Yeah, Kane, what are your kind of thoughts on how Cole Reagans has been doing?
I think he's been good. I mean, if he is your swing man, that's an effective swing man. I mean, shoot. Last time I came on the podcast, I mentioned that I also had Dunning in AAA to start the year. I don't think that's changed. I think Dunning starts the year in AAA, but Reagans is, you know, he's improved. His velocity is up. now, and he's, you know, he's looking good. If he's your swing man, I'm confident in that. And you know, it's a good rotation, and you're finally now seeing the depth, because I know a lot of times, like, a lot of fans are like, why are we trading all these guys for these prospects? But now you're seeing the depth that it creates. Mm-hmm. And so it's an exciting time for sure. I'm definitely excited for this year.
Now people are saying, why isn't this guy up? Why isn't this guy up? You know, and it's a good problem to have. I mean, they're in a very, very good position right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it's been really good that he's had the spring he has. And his velocity is so much up from what it was last year. I mean, he's hitting 99, 100 miles an hour, which he didn't come close to last year. Mm-hmm. And he attributes it to his training over the summer or over the winter. And probably the fact that he talked to us right after the season probably had a lot to do with it. So, you know, he came home with us right after the season, and that's why he's doing so well right now. I mean, obviously.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, and he would probably – he would probably say that too if we asked him. So,
very tongue in cheek, but he might say
it. He might laugh a whole lot before he agrees. Correct. So, but no, I love seeing it because he is a good guy. Everyone knows his story with the two Tommy Johns, and it looked like he'd probably never go again. And now he's just tearing it up. So, love to see that for a guy like him. You did mention Bubba Thompson already. I wanted to talk a little bit about Robbie Grossman, because the other day Bruce Bochy said that Robbie Grossman is going to be your everyday left fielder, not a platoon left fielder. So does that surprise anybody?
No, because they've said that Bochy has actually said himself, they're very impressed with what he's been able to improve upon from the left-handed side of the batter's box. That was kind of that's kind of been his crutch. You know, he can switch hit, but can you hit? You know what I mean? You might pick a side. Yeah. Just pick a side. And,
yeah.
To the fucking side. Shut your mouth, bearded man.
Yeah. So
that majestic man with a beard. Look at your beard, motherfucker. He's got that luscious Gandalf beard.
Thank you very much.
I can't say it, man. When you got a beard like that, I have to say.
I appreciate it. All right. Anyway, go on, CJ. Sorry about that. Live is always fun.
Yep. Where was I?
Gandalf. We were talking about Robbie Grossman being. Okay. I'm going to have to, when I do the podcast version, I'm going to have to put a Gandalf hat on myself during that, that section right there.
Yeah, have a staff. Hold the staff next year.
Like I said, live is always so much fun. But anyway, you were talking about Robbie Grossman and what Bochy's been saying about him.
Yeah, he said that they've been impressed with his improvement from the left side. And we mentioned on this podcast, and I mean, not just us, I mean, pretty much. Kane mentioned it on the podcast, and you've heard a lot of people say, you know, lefty righty platoon, with Grossman being the guy that faces lefties more times than not. But that Bochy kind of squashed those rumors, and you know, Grossman kind of squashed him himself with his play this spring training.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, what do you think about that, Kane?
No, I agree. I was a little bit surprised. Just because, I mean, Brad Miller was hurt all of last year, and now he's finally back. But, I mean, like CJ said, I think the big key to that was his improvements from the left side. And, you know, Bochy's confident in him as a veteran player. You signed him to a major league deal for a reason. And so, I mean, he's been, you know, he's been performing well this spring. So I'm excited to see if he can bring it into the regular season. And it's not a guy you're taking a chance on, you know. You're not expecting Robbie Grossman to come in and be the MVP give you big numbers. So it's, you know, a risk that is, you know, especially with how deep the Rangers lineup is, you can take that type of risk.
I agree. And I think, you know, I still think, I mean, do you guys think this means that that Brad Miller doesn't make the team, or do you think he makes the team?
He's another one of those guys that can play everywhere.
Exactly.
He's like right on the line.
Yeah. He's toeing the line for sure.
Yeah.
He's
up there. He is up there.
Yeah. It's been one of those things, you know, he hadn't been talked about a lot, which is probably not a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree there. I just haven't heard anything about him.
I don't know. Yeah. But to me also, though, he's not a AAA player. Like,
no.
Yeah, no, he's not at all. He would have to be cut or traded or something would have to be done with him. He wouldn't go to AAA now.
No, I don't know. I think if I had to bet on it, I think he makes the team, but it's close. But also the Leody Taveras injury helps him make the team.
Yeah, you're probably right there. All right, let's talk a little bit about closer. Jose Clark has been pitching really well. Several other people have been pitching really well. What do you guys think about the closer situation?
They still on the depth chart have Ian Kennedy there.
Yeah. Do you think he makes a team?
Sure, man.
I think he's on the team. I had him on my first team.
I think so, but I would like to see Hernandez be a closer.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him also.
Yeah, so I agree, Hernandez. I think he'd be a great closer.
I think so too, but he also has 7th-8th inning stuff to get it to.
He does for sure.
LeClerc is probably going to get the first shot, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ian Kennedy gets a shot. I think Hernandez will end up getting a crack at it, but I would say LeClerc is probably your opening day closer just because, like, that's not a job that can be won or lost in spring, and so it's, yeah, you know,
And LeClerc, like I said, has been pitching really well, and Ian Kennedy's been pitching really well, so we'll see who becomes the closer. All right, I want to do something fun with us, and then we'll get you guys that have joined us. If you want to join in, you can, but here in just a minute. But we're going to talk a little bit about roster projections.
My penis.
We'll start with the infield. We already know who's made it on the infield, right? I don't think we have any ideas about who is not going to be on the infield.
You're starting five or you're starting five.
Yeah, yep. I mean, it's going to be the same people no matter what.
Yeah, no matter. Lowe, Simeon, Josh Smith will beat out Josh Young. No, I'm just kidding. Josh Young at third, and Seager obviously at short.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So the infield is the infield. Who do you think is going to be the? Well, we'll go to the outfield next. I think we know that too, right?
Yeah, we just talked about that one.
Yeah. So we know who the three outfielders are going to be to start opening day. So, and we also know who the starting rotation is going to be. This has been about the easiest spring training to project the roster that we've had.
Should have seen this do this 2 years ago, Kane.
No kidding. It was insane.
I'm glad I started last year, not 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So you're looking at the same three out there. So you're looking at the same five, and like I said, I think Cole Reagan. So here's where it gets tricky. Anyone that's going to make the bullpen that you guys didn't see coming, like let's think about that.
Well,
let's have a little think about that right there.
Yeah, coming into the spring, I wouldn't have thought that Ian Kennedy was going to be on the team just because I didn't think he'd make his way back. Now that he has, I think some people still would have told you that he's not going to be on the team, but he's a little bit of a surprise to me. I don't know. I kind of see the bullpen playing out, you know, kind of regularly. At first, I was like, maybe Kyle Cody makes the team now. I don't know that he's on the team, but I think that'll be interesting. If you do see a surprise, it's going to be there, though, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be in the bullpen. I don't think it's going to be in the starting rotation. We know who those five are. So, but I think, you know, this team is definitely, I mean, how many games better do you think they are from 2022?
Last year, how many were they? 68 wins last year?
Yep, 68 wins last year.
I have them at, about maybe I would say like 75 to 80 this year.
Okay. 75 to 80 wins. I can see that. I think I have them right around there as well. We will see how that goes between 75, 80 wins. I don't know. 75, 80 wins. I mean, you got to think about that. That's a huge improvement from last year. Like huge improvement. Yeah. That is a massive improvement from last year, but the rotation has also been massively upgraded.
I'm going to put the over under at 82 games.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. 82 games. So,
82 wins. So,
all right.
You've spent too much money these past two off seasons to not have that type of an improvement, especially with the 500 million plus spent last year.
Yeah.
And then the amount of money they dumped into pitching this year and also bringing in John Gray. He was part of that $500+ million haul last year. So you better be down the stretch in the hunt.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be a disappointment.
And we've talked about this several times, but with a full spring training, I expect Seager and Simeon to start hot this year, not start slowly and badly like they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that we haven't even talked about the start that Corey Seager is off to this.
No, that's true. That is true.
He's comfortable. He's comfortable in the clubhouse as well. And the way he's performing this spring is, I think that's going to carry over 100%.
Yeah, I think so too. I think him and Seager and Semien both are going to have great starts to the year. I think Nathaniel Lowe is looking kind of sneaky good so far this spring too.
Yeah, he's just over he's hitting over 300.
Yeah,
and getting on base. So yeah,
which is what he does.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. What he
that's
does.
What he does.
And Seager, you can tell he's a lot more comfortable now that shift has been.
That is just what he does.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. He does look way more comfortable with that shift being gone. And, you know, it's going to be weird to watch people try to make that shift kind of work for him against guys like Seager and Joey Gallo from Minnesota and people like that. So anyway, should be interesting. So what else do we need to talk about? Like I said, we've had a lot of good performances in spring training. We haven't had any really awful ones, but the Rangers have sent a lot of people down to the minor league camp now. A lot of guys are already gone. Kyle Cody's one of them, but he could come back up. You know, they've sent a lot of guys down. Guys we knew weren't going to start in the majors, right? Like Owen White, Jack Leiter, Kumar Rocker. We knew they weren't going to start on the major league roster this year. Who do you think could make the roster that's in the minors right now in 2023?
Dane Dunning.
that's a tough pick right there. Way to go, CJ. Way to go out on a limb. Okay, who can
I'm gonna go Zach Kent.
Yeah.
Zach okay. Kent. Yeah. I was like, who do you think can make their debut? Not who could come back again for the third sneaky year in a row.
Sneaky pick, Justin Foscue.
I like that pick.
That's a real sneaky.
He looked great at the beginning of camp in Major League camp. Looked so good. He's gonna start at AAA. Blaine Krim is also gonna start I could see Blaine Krim making his debut this year as well. Because no matter where he's gone, man, he's hit the ball and he's hit the ball hard.
That's in the minors now, as of right now.
Yeah,
is that someone
will make a debut this year? Someone that hasn't been
debut. Made
before. Yeah, a debut player.
Oh, I was gonna cheat again and say Sam Huff, but he's already made his debut.
He has already made his debut.
Zach Kent's already made his.
Yep. No, he hadn't. Zach Kent hasn't made his debut. Zach Kent has not pitched in the
majors. I'm sorry. Jake Latz.
Jake Latz has already made his. Yes.
There we go.
Cole Wynn has not either.
Yeah, Cole Wynn. That'll be my pick.
Cole Wynn. Yeah, that's
a good one. I see him bouncing back this year.
He needs to for sure.
Yeah. And we haven't talked about him at all. What have you heard about Cole Wynn?
Yeah, we have not talked about him much. And he's in minor league camp as well, but I think he could make his debut. But I like Zach Kent. That's a great pick. And then I like Justin Foscue as well. Blaine Krim, like I said, is another guy that could make his debut this year. I don't think you're going to see Leiter, Owen White, Kumar Rocker. I don't think you're going to see those guys in the majors this year unless things start going bad.
I'm going to say maybe even a Dustin Harris.
That's another good pick.
Maybe a Dustin Harris.
Harris is great. Harris has been really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere he's been, and he looked just perfectly fine to me.
he's on the 40 man now, so
yep. Yeah, that's the only thing about Blaine Krim and Justin Foscue. They're not on the 40 man. The Rangers
on the 40 though.
Yeah, but the Rangers are big about. I mean, who's hot, bringing them up? They'll find a way to get them on the 40 man, and that's where I could see someone like Brad Miller going bye-bye during the season.
Yeah,
if they want to bring up someone like Blaine Krim or Justin Foscue or Dustin Harris.
Yeah, I just see Miller being a casualty coming up.
Yeah, I do too. He had a bad year last year, and he's not off to a fantastic start this year. I mean, he's been way outplayed by Robbie Grossman.
Yeah, it's not even been close.
No, the platoon, you know, is not going to have to happen now because you're going to have Bubba Thompson and Adolis Garcia playing in center field rotating out. So that, you know, that gives room for everyone, but that does make room for Brad Miller maybe to play some right field when Adolis is in center. We'll just see how that goes. But once Leody's back, it's going to be interesting to see if Miller stays on this team.
Yeah.
And you hate that for him too.
I like him a lot. I talked to him last year. He's a super nice guy, but yeah, it's just one of those things, sort of like Charlie Culberson last year. Like you knew he wasn't coming back this year, but man, I really liked that guy a lot.
That hurt. That was my,
he was good.
Fans are like, oh, Charlie Culberson's gone. I see that, and I'm like,
Yeah, that made me sad, too. He was great for 2 years.
Brock Holt was that way, too.
He was 2 years ago. Yeah, he sure was. Kane will be doing a lot of major leagues. I'll be doing a little more minor leagues. I'll be doing a lot of Frisco this year and some Round Rock. CJ will be doing Frisco when they come to Amarillo.
Yep.
so he can cover the sod poodles against the Frisco Rough Riders and get some good footage. I've got some great ideas for video stuff I want to do this year at the ballpark and at the minor league ballpark. So our YouTube channel is growing. Thank you guys very much. We have a Patreon. I didn't mention that off the top, but you can follow that, find it, and give us some money.
Oh, yes. Money's always good. I also need to announce, I guess. I don't know if that's that important, but during each off day, as long as I don't have something else going on, something real important, every off day, I'm going to be writing a story covering the previous game. So if they have two off days a week, 1 week, then I'm writing two stories on those off days. Just kind of see where we go from there.
Yeah, I don't promote it much, but therangerreport.com, that is my actual website that this podcast is attached to. And then, of course, I didn't mention it off the top, but I will put the commercial in before we go. But Walton's, we always thank them. Walton's been our sponsor now for, gosh, close to 2 years.
Yeah.
They've been sponsoring us like forever. And then we have a new sponsor, Hibbs Hallmark and Company Insurance. I'll be pushing that out here soon. They have paid for Zoom, so they are now our Hibbs Hallmark Company Zoom sponsor. So that is going to be fantastic. We'll talk about that. Starting to build a little momentum here, CJ and Kane.
Yes, we are.
And once Kane started doing it with us, all of a sudden, man, we started getting more sponsors. So it must be Kane.
Hey, what's your Twitter handle again, Kane?
Kane _McCutcheon6.
Hey, is that six your age?
Basically, yeah, pretty much.
That was the length of his man bun a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's all you got. You cleaned it up a little bit. I'm proud of you.
A little bit of cleanup.
Yeah, a little bit.
I get asked how old I am frequently at work. So
yeah. That's great. All right, guys, thank you again. And we will do this again later this week, but not live.
Thanks for listening to the Ranger Report podcast. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, and at therangerreport.com.